The 4th, you're waking up with the Mix Morning Crew. I'm Orlena Kane, and in studio is also Buzz Collins. Good morning, Buzz.
Hey there. Good morning. How you doing?
Nice. I'm doing good. Nice, mild morning. Big change from yesterday.
No kidding.
Yeah.
It's beautiful out there. A little breezy, but nice.
Yeah. Buzz Collins from our brother station, Rock 107. Big day for you tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I guess.
Yes. There's 2 days, actually, back-to-back for Buzz. Tomorrow is Buzz's birthday,
yeah.
But today is an even bigger day. Today is World Hypnotism Day, and if you don't know this, Buzz Collins is a hypnotist, but
yeah.
A mentalist, hypnotist.
I'm both. They are two separate things. I'm a mentalist.
What's the difference?
Mentalism is basically, I guess, sleight of mind, mental magic. Presenting this perception that you can read someone's mind,
mm-hmm.
and hypnosis is an actual process. There's no trickery, there's no deception. It's an actual process of getting somebody into a state of mind where, in the case of, say, clinical hypnotherapy, you can assist people and help people with mm-hmm. whatever issues they might be dealing with. With what I do, we've come up with some suggestions that provide some entertaining experiences on stage,
yes.
For an audience.
And for anyone that doesn't know, Buzz Collins actually traveled kind of all around the world, mm-hmm. including a stint in Vegas for a good friend of yours.
Yeah, I've filled in for my buddy Mark Savard in Vegas at Planet Hollywood a few times now. That's always a lot of fun.
Mm. Vegas, it's big.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the audiences there are fantastic because
yeah.
there's no inhibitions. They're there to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's that whole what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas mentality. And,
mm-hmm.
and you
so you can go big.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's no boundaries in Vegas.
Not much.
No, but so from Vegas now, you'll be at the Empire Theater next
yeah,
month.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. This is a show that I've teamed up with some friends out of Toronto. They're called the Sentimentalists. So we're going to have mentalism with this mentalism duo. They recently fooled Penn and Teller on the latest season of Penn and Teller's Fool Us.
Oh my gosh.
And so
that
they're going to
cool.
be opening the show,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll do my full comedy stage hypnosis show,
mm-hmm.
February 22nd, the Empire Theater. Tickets available at theempiretheater.com as we speak.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
How long have you been in hypnosis?
Just 10 years.
Yeah. What made you want to get into it? Did you already have a kind of feeling for
well,
it?
Well, I had my background as far as variety entertainment was magic. I've been performing magic. Even that I kind of started late on. I've been performing magic for about 25, 26 years or so. And really what happened, I had been invited years ago to learn hypnosis with my friend at the mm-hmm. time. He was learning hypnosis around mm-hmm. 92, 93, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just laughed at him at the time. And I saw his career take off. He's done very, very well. Anyway, backtrack about 12 years ago. And I was working at a radio station where, to be honest, I wasn't completely happy.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? Maybe I've had my fill of this radio thing. So
yeah.
I got on the phone and I said to my buddy, I said, Mark, you need to teach me hypnosis because it's time for me to be a hypnotist and not be a radio guy anymore.
Wow.
So anyways, longer story shortened, the hypnosis has been very, very successful.
Yeah.
I got out of a bad situation where I was previously working, mm-hmm. and I still love
all the
radio
way across
thing.
The country.
So I'm doing both.
Yeah, that's amazing. No, and when you think of, you know, and I actually have been hypnotized a couple of times, which I, you know, think it's kind of interesting because when I went into it the first time, I didn't think, you know, I was going to be hypnotized, right? Because that's your whole thing. You're like, and then even after you're like, yes, that's the strangest feeling. You're like, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what happened, but you're kind of like
yeah.
something. I feel like I know everything I was going on, I was aware of.
Well, you know, the best way I like to describe it, because
yeah.
there are, and you know, I don't blame them. There's a lot of skeptics out there.
Yeah.
But the best way I like to describe it is, you know, just about anybody has watched a movie that at one point had an emotional scene, got you a little choked up. There was some tears in your eyes, maybe a lump in your throat. Your conscious mind knew that they were just actors following a script,
mm-hmm.
that it was a movie or a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
But your unconscious mind, where your imagination comes from, bought into the story so much, bought into what was being told to the point
yeah.
where you're manifesting actual emotions, even though consciously you know that it's just a made-up story.
Yeah.
And that's really a base explanation of how hypnosis works.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So it's World Hypnotism Day. Stay away from Buzz. Buzz is going to get free. Well, basically, can you get free gas today? Are you allowed to take free rain? You can get free coffee. You can just do whatever you want on today.
You should see the deals I get.
In a free car. Well, it's not exactly magic, but... seems like it. It is.
Yeah.
Magic.
Kinda. Mind magic.
February 22nd, Buzz and the Mentalists at the Empire Theater in downtown Belleville. Get your tickets. It's the Cars Magic. Wake it up on this Friday morning on Mix 97.